I'd like to introduce our first speaker, Kristin Kiroff, and she is a professor in the Department of Public Health Sciences at Penn State College in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And she's been conducting research in the area of women's health for the past 20 years. She recently began a 5-year study on the issue of fertility following primary cesarean delivery. And that study will enroll 3,000 women who will be followed for a 3-year period. It's funded by the NICHD. We're very happy to have her here today and to discuss her paper, Maternal Request for Cesarean Section. How often does this occur? So please welcome Dr. Kiroff.
Good morning. I'm very excited to be here. And I have to commend all of you for getting up early and getting here. I know that's not easy. Well, it's not easy for me, that's for sure. As I'm talking, I would appreciate it if you would be thinking of additional analyses that we might do. The results are hot off the presses. I just finished analyses that I'll be presenting Friday night. So, and we have a ton of data that we're in the process of collecting. So if you think of other things I should do to look at this issue, I'm very happy to get your comments. And this is the first oral presentation from our longitudinal study. So this is exciting for us for that reason as well. We have no relationship to disclose. And there are a lot of beliefs about maternal request cesarean section. Ever since I heard that concept, which is probably 10 years ago or so, the idea became popular that women were asking for cesarean section. I've always been very skeptical about that idea because this is, by the way, a bad picture of Britney Spears, who asked for a cesarean section and had one. But I've always been very skeptical that women were really asking for cesarean section because I've been studying women for a long time, and giving birth vaginally is kind of the female equivalent of macho. So I really have been kind of skeptical about that whole concept. And if you look at the research literature, it's definitely not convincing. A lot of the studies have very serious limitations. There's almost no research that actually interviews women in pregnancy and follows them to see how their wishes and desires play out in terms of the delivery. Very little of the research has actually just been in nulliparous women. And oddly enough, when I started really scrutinizing the literature, I realized that most of the studies, which maybe would report, 10 to 15% of women requested a cesarean section, most of those studies actually include women with prior cesarean sections, which I thought, well, of course, if you have a prior cesarean section, you'd be asking for cesarean section because, for one thing, you can't, most hospitals won't let you have a vaginal delivery after cesarean section. And for another thing, physicians have kind of scared women into thinking, well, if they have one cesarean section, it's dangerous to have another and so forth. So the literature is actually sort of misleading and a little confusing, I think. So we added a study within our longitudinal study specifically to look at the issue of maternal request cesarean section. And we enrolled 3,006 women. And we just recently completed enrollment in April. So we now have our baseline and our 1-month data. We also just recently completed our 6 months data now, so we're moving along with our interviews. All of the participants are interviewed by phone at regular intervals, and we will be abstracting their medical records, and we have obtained the birth certificate and hospital discharge summary data for each of the deliveries. In the baseline interview, which takes place when the women are 34 weeks or more along, but before they've gone into labor, and we ask them, have you been told by a doctor or nurse that you may need to have your baby by cesarean section? And if they say yes, then we ask them why. And we also put together an attitude towards cesarean section questionnaire. It's a 10-item Likert scale. And we ask a lot of questions, but we also asked their feelings about their upcoming delivery to see if they were nervous or afraid, anxious. The attitude towards cesarean section was a classic Likert, strongly agree to strongly disagree, 10 items. The items were expressed either positive or negative attitudes towards cesarean section, and really just either positive towards cesarean section or positive towards vaginal. As you're looking at the items, kind of think in your brain, which item would be the best predictor? We actually looked which of the 10 items was the best predictor of actually having a cesarean section. One item stood out more than all the others as being a really great predictor. These were the first 5 items, and then these are the second 5.
Question on the previous one?
Yes. I must have mistyped that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's not actually what it says, but that's a good point. No, I don't remember now what that said, but that's not how it actually is. I don't now remember what it is, but good point. We ask if they would prefer to have their baby by cesarean section. So maybe that should have said, I prefer to have my baby by cesarean section so I do not have to go through labor. Yeah, that must be what it said. Okay. All right. And at the 1 month postpartum interview, we asked them how they delivered, if they had a planned or unplanned cesarean section. We asked them why. We asked them if they requested cesarean section during labor, and if so, why. The baseline results were that at that point, 8.2% of the women reported that they'd been told by a doctor or nurse that they may need to deliver by cesarean section, mostly for health problems of the mother, preeclampsia, gestational diabetes, uterine fibroids was a common reason. Looking at the attitude towards cesarean section scale, women, you can see by looking at the mean, median, and mode, women were not positive, generally not positive towards cesarean section. We dichotomized, for some analyses that I'll present today, we dichotomized it. And women who had a score at the theoretical midpoint or above, we classified as being positive towards cesarean section, and then below would be positive towards vaginal delivery. And only 2.3% were positive towards cesarean section, so it was a pretty small minority, 68 women out of more than 3,000. We we did find that the women who'd been told they may need to have a cesarean section were more likely to be positive towards cesarean section than those who were not told. And I don't know which way that relationship goes. That's kind of curious to me. It could be that women who are positive towards cesarean section would be more likely to be told that they may need a cesarean section. Or it could be that once they're told they may need a cesarean section, they kind of become more positive towards cesarean section. As other studies have found, women who sought fertility treatment were more positive. We found an interesting relationship with body mass index, pre-pregnancy body mass index. The women who were obese and the women who were underweight were more positive towards cesarean section for some reason. Women who took longer to become pregnant were more positive towards cesarean section. Those who were afraid of childbirth were more positive towards cesarean section. And we didn't find very strong relationships with the demographic factors. From the one-month postpartum interview, we found that about 62.6% had a normal vaginal delivery. These were about what we expected. 5% had a planned cesarean section. That was interesting to me because it's very hard to get data about what percentage of women are having a planned cesarean section. Wendy's nodding. There's no ICD-9 code for planned cesarean section, and there's no place in any of the major data sets where you can kind of figure that out. So that was interesting to us. We asked all of the women why, if they had a planned cesarean section, why was that? Only one woman said it was because I asked for a cesarean section, and her reason was to avoid trauma. So we didn't find a lot of women, just one out of 3,006, who reported that they had a cesarean section because they asked for it. A cesarean section prior to labor, but we also, as you know, asked about if they requested cesarean section during labor, and 4.7% said yes, they did. And the main reason that they requested cesarean section was that the pain was too much. Other common reasons were that they were tired or exhausted or worried about the baby. And looking at the indications for these women, it seems to be kind of a mix of they kind of wanted cesarean section, but also there was usually some indication noted. Those who requested cesarean section during labor were more positive towards cesarean section. As you would expect, but you can see that we're getting down to very small numbers here. Those who had a planned C-section were much more positive towards cesarean section than those in the other groups. In fact, you can see the women in the unplanned cesarean section group were by and large not all that much different than the women in the other groups. Among those who were positive towards cesarean section, they were much more likely to have the planned cesarean section. And those who requested cesarean section during labor were more likely to actually have the cesarean section, 45.5%. And those who were told they may need a cesarean section were more likely to have a planned cesarean section, but not an unplanned cesarean section. We ran a logistic regression to see just how much attitudes make a difference in the whole equation. And we found that women who were positive when we dichotomized attitudes towards cesarean section were twice as likely to have a cesarean section, controlling for all these other factors. So attitude makes a difference, but what creates that attitude is an interesting question as well. So we can conclude that direct request of a planned cesarean section seems to be rare. It's less rare to ask for cesarean section during labor. And among those who are nulliparous women expecting their first babies, those who are more positive towards cesarean section are more likely to deliver by cesarean section, primarily planned cesarean section. Thank you. So I stayed in my time. Yes.
Did you say that you actually reviewed the medical records for these women?
We have the ICD-9 codes right now from the hospital discharge data. We are actually going to review all the medical records.
So you asked for further studies. I would be curious to know if there were any annotations in the medical record that indicated that the physician received a request from the
Yes. Yeah, we definitely will be looking for that. And we've been doing some kind of pilot studies of the medical records and looking for notes to that effect. Yes. We haven't gotten that far yet, but that's a really good question. We have looked at that in the state data. And we find that women who have private insurance are more likely to have a cesarean section than women who are self-pay. And then Medicaid is kind of in the middle. Any other questions? Thank you.